didn't you realize thinking, until after I said I was going to be here, there's not anything on the agenda.
Yeah.
I call this meeting of the Landmarks Preservation Commission to order for the March 28th, 2018 edition. And the current roll call, which may be adjusting as the people wander in here. So in current attendance, we have Commissioners Morgenroth, Williams, Schlesser, Johnson, House, and Bartor, and ex officio McClintock. No excused absences, so we will have people coming in later. And then I will move for us to, I guess we don't have minutes this time, right? So we'll move the consent agenda forward. If there are no objections to that, we'll move it. No objections. And move on to administrative review, seeing if there's any staff comment on the administrative review. Hearing none, we'll move right on to our design review of 2106 Pacific Avenue, Union Depot Warehouse Historic District sign. You have a staff report.
Yes, thank you. Built in 1906, this building is a contributing structure in the Union Depot Warehouse Historic District. The applicant is proposing a 27.41-inch by 106-inch aluminum letters that read Oxford for the first floor of the secondary but highly visible facade. The letters will have a white finish. Accent colors include sunflower orange and black. Similar to the recently approved signs on the front facade, this sign would have internal LED illumination. The sign will be mounted to four studs attached at the mortar joints. There will be no drilling into the brick face. Action requested is approval of the above scope of work. Standards are the Union Depot Warehouse District Design Guidelines for signs. Analysis is that this property is a contributing structure in the Union Depot Warehouse Historic District, and as such is subject to this commission for approval. Two, the proposed signage meets the district design guidelines for location, size, messaging, and lettering. Three, the light-colored metallic sign also meets the district design guidelines for color and materials. Four, the sign also meets the criteria for internal illumination. Individual letters with translucent faces containing soft lighting elements inside each letter and is similar to previously approved signs on this building. Five, all drilling will be into the mortar joints. There will be no drilling to the brick face. Staff recommends approval of the application. Thank you.
Thank you. And let the record show that Commissioner Steele has entered the building. Do we have the applicant here?
Sure.
Would you like to make some comments?
I think it covers everything. I'm not sure if there's any questions I can answer. I think those.
Okay. I'll open it up to the commission for any questions.
Just one question. The source of the electrical. Where does that come from?
The general department itself is going to be using the existing. It's going to be coming through the back. Back of the wall itself we're connecting to. So it will not be visible from the front of the side.
Did you say there was existing electric?
It's going to be coming from off the same electric, correct. That's what we were told. There's a J-box inside that will be going into real close to the side.
You have to drill through the wall?
Will be through the mortar joint itself to have it come out.
Okay, thanks.
Any further questions, comments, conundrums? None? Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
I move the Landmarks Preservation Commission approve the application for 2106 Pacific Avenue as submitted.
The motion is by Commissioner Williams. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Schlesser. And all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Abstentions? The motion passes.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Now moving on to board briefing. 901 Broadway, Pantages. We have a staff report.
Yes. Thank you. So the Broadway Center is seeking feedback on the proposal to replace the exterior signs on the Pantages and Rialto theaters with LED screens. The current signs are difficult for staff to maintain and update, limited in space, and causing damage to the Pantages lobby roof. Neither sign is historic. The Pantages sign was installed in 2006 during the lobby renovation, and the Rialto sign was installed in 1991 when the city took over the building. The proposed screens would be capable of advanced graphics and moving image, but the intention is to have only monochromatic displays at all times. And I believe the Broadway Center's open to signing an agreement with that if the commission so wishes. It would be only text and minimal logos. The text would be able to change every 15 to 20 seconds with rolling or fade transitions. Ideally, the reader boards would look similar to the existing signage. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We have a representative.
I think we've met before.
You look familiar.
As I said in my outline, this is just to improve the look of the buildings, partly, and then also. If you look out there right now, you'll notice where advertising is show, and once again, one of the plastic letters has fallen down, so you see the white around the edge, and you can't see the date that's there, and it takes about half an hour for somebody to go out and fix that, because they have to start by putting on harnesses. After walking the roof, that roof is leaking again. It leaks all is. I spent a lot of money repairing that roof, so the damage there, and the safety issue of having people on the roof, the safety issues around changing this reader board and the Rialto here, laying out the street, there's the plastic structure put it in, beats the signs apart. We're spending, maintenance. And so there's getting that out of the way, you relieving that tension there, and the opportunity to show more than one show at a time in there to do it. There is we really want to keep the look the same. You want to go to the next picture, is the Pantages, I believe. There's the sign. In this graphic board that we're looking at here is thicker than the rest, so just get two back to back. There will be built out a little on the sides here. And the Pantages, we really want to put lettering and some use of logos, as in like the Star Chef's logo we had on the other sign. The idea is to stay monochromatic, and we're more than willing to sign a contract. The reason we've gone to such a high-end sign that is capable of so much is to not have the look like we drive through the malls where you're seeing all the little ones. So you can get good graphics, you can get good letters, you can read them, see what they say, but it looks like all the little lights. So we really wanted to make it look much more like the panels that we have now. So going to the finer pixel, this is a 6.6 pixels per inch. Which is the signs you see in the strip malls. They're 15 and 20 pixel things, and that's why you get all the white dots you're seeing. So that's our purpose, is to come out of the 1950s and how we're changing the signs. You keep the look that we have in the building, and so I really brought this forward to. I believe most of you have seen this, have talked about this concept before. We're just moving it along, and we wanted to get feedback now so that we could refine anything and get your look before we come for final approval.
Scott, will these flash like those billboards on the highway?
That is not, it is capable of that. Like... No, it is our DSC is just to go for, like, it says Michael Fiennes on here, and then whichever is least obtrusive, either do a slow fade out, slow fade back in, that's like a minute, just to go in the next one, not flash to the next one. We do that, we have capabilities of setting the light levels. The levels can change during, so in the bright sun, you'll have a higher light level, and at night, you'll have a lower light level.
So there's not going to be like a picture of Lily Tomlin on there? And,
no, yeah. Yes, that's what we're talking about. We're willing to sign, just to be very clear, the site is capable of that.
I know that.
But that is not our intention. We are more than willing to sign a piece of paper saying, laying out the conditions that you agree to that we use the sign in.
Record show Commissioner Mortensen, that's right. Questions?
Change the light.
How are you going to have to change the structure of
the
signs?
The Pantages sign here, it, the only thing that will actually be the same will be the posts that are holding it up.
Oh.
But our bid has to replace the flashing lights around the outside with LED flashing lights, so it'll look identical. It will be a couple inches different in size, because match it. In the Rialto sign, we will put it inside the existing Rialto sign.
Yeah.
So it looks like there's about a 3-inch band that runs all the way around it that those lights are embedded in.
Yeah, it's a little bigger than that, actually, but yes. You could be reading the diagram, you could be right.
So it says that the sign is 4 feet high, and then the overall, the whole sign is 4'6".
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, I believe you are correct. You've read the drawing better than I have at this point.
3 inches around?
Yeah. Which is approximately what we have now.
Is there a way to have the font the same color as the lights around the edge?
It is, we can pick any font we want, yes, and we can change the lights on.
So the color of the actual letters themselves will match the lights around the edge was my question.
Yeah, that is very possible we could do that. These are the things we're going to have to work out on what our agreement wants to be.
Because I guess I'm worried about it, and I could see this having, you know, 50 different colors and everything else. So I think as long as it tries to mimic a set sign, and if the lighting matches the exterior lights that go around the border, I would find that less offensive, I think. My concern is this becomes very multicolored, and to me that would draw attention away from the building.
I understand your concerns, and I agree with you. That's why I've stated in, to use monochromatic. We've talked about using a sepia tone to get a historic look, but that's something we do not want to change, because once we pick a color, we want to stick with it. The color of the lights outside that with a black background and that makes total sense to me. I think that can look great.
Okay.
And so that's part of, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so that's part of your ongoing investigation of whether or not they can actually match that to the lights, as Jeff is suggesting.
That's it. I have not asked that question. I assume it can, because it's supposed to be able to do like 2,000 colors.
Oh, sure. Then okay. Might want to just confirm it.
Yeah.
But when you say monochromatic, that's what you mean is that the
always a black background
and the signage itself.
We'd never use more than we'd stay with one tone on the sign itself. I'm fine. Okay. I had not, because like the Rialto sign, well, it's green. I'm not going to make the sign green. So, but the board itself, what I meant was, and like these, I'm willing to discuss this and how it goes. But the board itself, the LED board, would never have more than two colors on it, the background color and the color of the... Okay.
I think what I'm hearing them say, though, is it would be nice if the perimeter lights,
yes,
were of the same color as whatever the non-black color of the sign.
I agree with that. I think that's a wonderful choice.
And I don't think it's necessary to fake a yellowish tint.
Right.
I think what we're saying is that it would just be nice if the perimeter lights and the lights of the sign itself, the white of the sign itself, were similar in color.
I know they can get very similar in color. Yeah. To be exact, I'd have to, like I said, the board, I believe, will do that, but I don't want to sit here and promise you, oh, yes, I'm going to hit the exact, you know, 2,800 Kelvin of the flashing lights.
Yeah, no, I understand. We're just staying close.
Yes, I totally agree that is my first preference.
I mean, I think it'd be very easy for me personally to support this, the original sign. This is not the original sign. Mm. We're not trying to mimic the original sign, because the original sign is not original to the building. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a matter of making sure that the sign is understated in such a way that it doesn't compete with the building or the neighborhood character or those types of things.
I agree totally with you.
And for that reason, I think what you're suggesting all makes sense. Monochromatic, try and match the perimeter lights and the sign itself. And then also if it's possible to somehow put into the agreement that you're considering drafting, some type of stipulation about how the image is to be changed when it's running in a sequence or whatever you want to call it. I personally would prefer if it faded to black before it faded to the next one, rather than flashed or faked a turnover as if it were a sign that it's not, you know, that kind of thing. Just something very understated.
As low tech as possible.
That was my reason for stating a fade or a roll. I also agree that I want it to be understated. I don't want you to notice it changing. I just want you to notice the next
exactly
show coming up.
Yeah, and I think that we would. Otherwise, I think that everything, all the work you guys have done and the research into it and everything, I think it all makes sense, and it's something that we'd support. Are we voting on that today, or was this?
It's just a free thing. Yeah. I also think for the actual when you come in front of us, if black is the background color always, incorporate that into what we agree to as well.
Sure.
And I would like to have some kind of language, like we said, about the actual color of the font matching the ring of lights around the edge, And then I'm fine with it. And agree, again, they're not historic. I'm surprised the Rialto was new, so.
It
was made to deceive.
Yes, it was. it is very much like the original sign that I don't know why, except the original sign had three sections, the different word, it had three pieces to it.
Okay.
Would the commission be okay when the actually comes forward to just condition the approval rather than actually create another agreement outside of the approval, just to streamline?
Oh, for administrative approval?
I think.
Well, no, I mean, not in respect.
In the certificate of approval.
In the certificate of approval, that we would actually just condition it rather than have an, because you'd mentioned an additional agreement or interest in that.
Yeah, we can put it in the certificate of approval, so you can just outline that in your application.
Okay, so let me recap what I'm hearing here, and that I'll come back relatively soon with an outline of our intention of how we want to use the sign, saying black background, white letters to match the other lighting in the sign, and that we will not use any pictures, or we will use some small graphics, as in the Starships logo or a logo and some other logos in there, but we will always stay in the same color scheme. We will not change, because we're using a logo from a company that sponsors the show, we will not use their colors. We will put it in the black and white graphic that matches the logo.
Yeah.
And also the turnover.
I have one odd thought. In the years to come, as the city changes and people move in and out, is there any way that Broadway Center might decide to take on advertising, like Bank of America could have their rolling advertising in the sign?
I think we do advertising now of the, you know, our sponsors are, you know, that when you sponsor a show at the Broadway Center, we put your name on the bottom. We do that now on the reader boards.
But I mean, just a plain ad, no connection to shows or anything.
I believe that is outside of the city code right now, because that would be off market. That would be off premise advertising.
Yeah.
And so I cannot speak to what somebody's going to try and do 10 years from now, but I think this is a good reason to have it in the order, so it stays there. It's part of public record that the sign has been approved for this type of use.
Scott, is there a way to program that sign so somebody 10 years from now can't be like, oh gosh, all of a sudden we can have a zebra running across the screen?
I was thinking, as long as
it's black and white.
Maybe I should have used a colorful animal.
We're agreeing not to have moving things on it, I believe, is part of what we're doing there, and it would be in the code. I'd wondered about that, and I can get back to manufacturing and find out. I'm sure that anything we did to be on that.
Yes.
That's what I would think.
The conditions of the approval, it would be a violation of the...
Because when we all go to the light, you know, 30 years from now, God knows what it'll look like. So.
Yeah.
By then, the sign ought to be replaced, because technology
and then,
will be...
I won't care at that point. So.
I have one question on the Rialto sign. So the other lighting there, is that already LED, or is that planning on
being... right now it's cold cathode, and we probably will go to LED, just as the Pantages display sign is LED right now. From a distance, it's hard to tell them apart.
Is that going to be part of this
project?
We are
not doing with this project. Okay. The cold cathodes are working very well. They've been there for about 7 years now, and we replace 10 or 15 a year, as opposed to when we were incandescent, we replaced them three times a year, all of them.
So this is just in here for future reference, is the Rialto sign?
No, we are going to do the Rialto sign. We're not going to do, you know, it has all those lights that flash up and down in the Rialto sign.
Right.
So we're talking about. We're going to stay with cold cathode right now. I'm not going to place in the LED with this project.
But it will have the insert.
So the Rialto sign, we are giving the option to put a logo within the text.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not that option with the Pantages.
I was hoping to have both be able to do the same thing. So that if we have a, you know, the, some use of logos, that's not our primary use.
Okay.
But it works really good with the Star Chefs there, and at times it's nice to put a logo in. But as I was saying, we're going to stay monochromatic, stay with the black and white image all the time.
Okay. For some reason, the logo doesn't bother me so much with the Rialto image, with the Pantages sign being all text. hesitate to say what I'm thinking.
Maybe they could bring up a sample with, on the Pantages with the logo next time.
Because the logo would be, the logo would be the sponsor of the show, correct?
Most likely, or something as in Star Chefs, where we're doing, where we are, have a logo that goes with the show.
Could you do something similar with what you did with?
Yes, I'd be glad to bring something like that and to show what we're thinking of there.
Yeah, it might be helpful to see where the logo would go within the text.
Sure.
And if there's an agreement in place, then where the logo should go and how large a logo could be within the context of the sign, just so that it, not necessarily you, but someone in the future doesn't decide to make the logo
the whole sign
or right. something like that.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I'd be glad to.
And I know that it's not, then it would be using for advertising for whatever that company is, but just if a production ended up having a large logo or something like that, then seeing that flash up on the screen might not be what we want to see either.
Because the idea is to try and make it as much like it is written
text.
Yeah,
that it's just a text sign. Do you have images of what the original sign is? Not the one that's there now, but the one
I've seen pictures of the original blade sign and it was, as I was saying, it's
for the Rialto?
For the Pantages.
Okay.
But I did not have the original reader boards.
Okay. We don't have any pictures of what that looked like, huh? Interesting. Okay.
So the plan on the Pantages then, just to get it right, is it going to be consistency with the font that you see there? I know that you were talking about wanting a logo, but in terms of, it sounds like it's almost mimicking, you know, kind of a classical reader board. So
yeah.
You'd be using kind of the same font independent of what the show was, or is the thought that it would just depend on the show?
I've thought both ways. That as you know, that when you look at the Rialto sign and that we are using a different font there, and that wasn't the one to use, but it worked really well for that show, and I thought it had a nice look to it. I had originally thought on picking a font, sticking with it, and it's nice to be able to have the different sizes, so you can have Michael Feinstein and some of the, you know, and this that way the sponsor is much smaller at the bottom than the thing, and that's where the logo would then be is in that smaller area, the smaller font.
Yeah.
In there, but this is how I'm here. Just wanting great feedback on how you guys all feel about it, and what you know is that the being able to change sign and have different size fonts, and be able to advertise more shows is and not the safety and stay and keep you guys off the roof is, and you know the expense of changing the sign. I mean, it's an expensive sign. I figure there's about an 8-year payoff on what it cost me to change the signs as opposed to having it up there. It's got a 5-year guarantee. So 10-year guarantee on parts. So it'll pay itself off by the time it
breaks.
Yeah.
I have a quick question. Well, first, I think I don't have a problem with the use of different fonts between different signs. I was just looking at the standards for signs that were included in the packet, and it basically just says no more than 2 fonts in a sign. It needs to be neat and not cluttered. I think
That's a different district, just to point
fair
out.
Fair enough, but yeah. Something like that's kind of already established as sign protocol, I think would be totally fine personally. And the other question I have is the lights around the Pantages sign, and I realize this is just a mock-up, but it kind of looks like they're recessed toward the back of the sign.
They are right now also.
Okay, so I guess historically, were they flush with the front of the sign? Or I guess you don't know.
This is the way it's been for everything I've been here.
Okay.
Which is a long time
ago. Fair enough. Okay. No, I was just wondering because in a lot of historic theaters, the bulbs were, you know, projecting out in front of the lettering. But if that's the way it's been for a long time, I think that's fine. Okay.
Is that enough guidance, Scott?
Yes. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, I'll move on to the Julie section of the agenda, the preservation events.
Yes, thank you. So a few updates up to the front of the room by Jennifer. There are some Prairie Line Trail coloring books that Annika created with our graphic designer. So feel free to take some of those if you have young people that like to do coloring books.
Or older people.
or older people, whoever likes to do coloring books. We're giving those out to the museums free so they can just give them out to kids who come by. And we've got them at our front desk for kids who are bored while their parents are getting permits. We just closed our application period for the Heritage Project grant, and the panel will meet tomorrow. We got 15 applications, about $96,000 in requests. We have $40,000 to give out, so it's going to be a big job for our panelists, Commissioner Schlesser and Commissioner House. And then April 28th, they will bring those recommendations to this commission to finalize. Revitalize Washington's also coming up in
Fort Townsend,
April
23rd through 25th.
So register. Yep, register for that if you want to go. I'm going. I'll be presenting about outreach and programming. And then Annika is going with some of our PDS staff, and they'll be presenting about the Prairie Line Trail. And then Jennifer's probably presenting on everything.
I'm only giving one presentation, but I'll be running around doing tech stuff.
Yep. So that's something fun. And then we also have our annual commissioner training coming up in September, probably the 18th. It's going to be at UWT this time, and it's going to have some different speakers than we usually have. So we're shaking it up. And it's going to have a taco bar. Instead of sandwiches, so get excited for that.
Let's make sure it's just as boring as it always is, please. We don't want to be too.
Don't look forward
to it. Really, it's always been sandwiches.
You only feel comfortable with that.
Tacos must resemble sandwiches.
I don't know how we're going to make that work. And then just some events coming up. The Preservation Month calendar is up and ready. Our theme is adaptive reuse, so you can take a look at that. We're going to have a brand new website launch soon. Proclamation on May 1st. Historic Homes Tour May 5th and 6th. We've got something new this year, which is the kickoff and salvage art show at Earthwise. So people will be displaying art made out of reused materials. And then you can make some art in our iron art competition. For $30, you will get a bag of random stuff from Earthwise. And you've got, like, we're going to say maybe half hour to make an art piece and see who wins. And we can you can sell it there or you can keep it. So Tam did this
there,
and it went really well. And so you can run around and grab stuff and put it together. Preservation Awards are almost due. So please go online and submit a nomination if you want to nominate anybody for awards. Amazing Preservation Race is going to be an escape room at Fort Nisqually. I say do it. We did it, our staff did it, and it was a lot of fun. You've got an hour to get out of there and figure out all the clues before some like drunken fort person comes and catches you in his cabin. And you've got historic clues to figure out and put together. There was a lot of fun in there. Proclamation, we've got our youth historical fiction reading. So that's still open. If you have kids or you know of young people who want to write and win cash prizes, take a look at that. And then we're going to have an old spaces, new spaces bike ride that's going to talk about trails, the adaptive reuse of rail corridors and other such things into trails. So it's going to go along the water flume and then onto the Prairie Line and then onto the Foss. So fun events to look at. We've got some walking tours coming up too. We've got South Tacoma and McKinley Hill coming up. So if you want to go check out Facebook, those are really heavily attended. I want to say like at least 50 to 100 people. So that's all I've got. I'm done.
That is an excellent job by the staff.
Thanks,
Lauren. Everyone else who helped put together all the events. Wonderful job. One question for me is in terms of the nominations for the awards, are we getting a lot of nominations for awards?
I think we have about 5 right now. We usually have a little bit more than that. We might extend it a week if we have to. But I've just been pushing that out there. If you know people and things that are worth nominating, send in a nomination. I know Marshall has requested no more rewards, right? Didn't you request not to be nominated anymore? Even though you did such a great job with the Nettie Asbury.
4, I think.
So Marshall
says,
"You
shall not run and you shall not accept."
No, he will not accept anymore.
Mexico.
He's tired of being recognized.
Minimums involved in a nomination yet?
No, I don't think anyone's nominated them for anything. So
have they done anything?
They erected scaffolding.
You will be seeing their signage coming up soon.
Oh, the goats coming on?
Well, I guess they were the ones that were responsible for them. They're not there now, but I mean, they did.
They were there.
Historically, there were goats.
Historically, there were goats.
Probably was, yeah.
We have a new category, because I know we missed this meeting, but we have a new category, and it's the legacy business heritage slash heritage business, so.
So in that category, is a business that has been here or a business that
That is up for you guys to decide.
It used to be.
So however you want to define it.
Has Pacific Brewing ever been
before? I can't.
Oh, Johnson Candy Company.
I don't.
I was just there for the march.
Can't say off the top of my head. But feel free to nominate whoever you want, because at the meeting when we decide, we'll have the list of all the past winners and we'll discuss it.
Yeah.
So right now, just get those nominations in.
But that one's new, so there are no past winners.
That's true. That's true. That one is new. Good.
Exciting.
Great. Okay. Anyone else have anything to say before I start on my monologue? No? No? Okay. With that, you're adjourned.
All right.
That's your monologue.
I was waiting for something.
I know. I try. And one of these days, I'm actually going to have a monologue.
Yeah.
And suffer through 45 minutes of me reading the...
We're going to finish the phone book. Then you'll see a cap on this chair comments. It has no time. There's going to start being a time there.
And then they lived on 21st Street.
You know why rules are made, right? Because someone does something.
That's true. That's the best when you come up with those rules and you're like, wow, I really wish I knew how to start.
You'd be like, well, we have this chair. Just keep talking.
I didn't notice that, actually. Now that you mentioned there is no timeline.
We've never had any chair comments. Maybe like once there's been chair comments.